lend this book, Tefila, Lucifer Tefila's Yemadin. There's a Machshava from the first one of the Rebbe. It says, Yemar Chachisecha, Yisakecha Amusecha, Tuk Tashem Alakha Masecha. You say that in Chamala Masecha, which is in Rosh Hashanah, it's in Musaf, before Ruchal Aminim, right after Kedusha, and in Kippur it's B'Shachris, Musaf Mimta Anilah. So what is it? Yom Lecho Chesecha, those are Chesed in you, those which find refuge in you, is Akecha Amusecha, when you make your Matzik, Amusecha, those which are born by you, which are carried by you, born B-O, not B-O-R-N, B-O-U-R-N. And Tuvdash Adoin Al Chomasech, then the Adon will become Mukdash over the whole, over all of the Maisa. So, you say like this, so the person comes, every time the person does an Aveira, and there's a separation between the person and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mevibarashim gives us the Siyata Deshmaya to be mastic ourselves, to make ourselves tzedek. He helps us do tshuva. Puts in our hearts to do tzedek. It's Akecha Amusecha, that we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you make those which are born by you, us, when you make us tzedekim, so that will break down the barrier between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then through our Maisim, that will, because now we have no barrier anymore, so we will be mushvalatayt. Then will be his service for tshuva to the whole world, for all of Kai Yisrael and all of the Rishoyim, etc. Then to this other Malkom HaSech. So basically we're saying, Rishim, it's up to you. If you're willing to take that step and give us the ability to be matzik, make ourselves tzadikim, be matzik us, so then the whole world will follow suit. To the Shadon Al Kamasah. Nice Kosidish Reversal. Blame the Kosh Boracle. But the point, in the Kuda of that, that's in whatever situation a person is in all of the Machid, that there is a Musid of a Tefillah that we can dive in the Kosh Boracle, should break down the Machid, break down the, and that's what we do it throughout the davening. Let all the Maisim get Pachar because of themselves. You should put your Pachar on that. That's not how it's supposed to go. So what should happen is, what are we davening about? We should go out there and, you know, make a campaign, everybody should have Yerushalayim. So that's in its apostle. Pasuk says that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Rishon says me tain while you're the above of Mazel Ham the Yeros he called Yamin. The Kosh Baruch Hu says that Halavai, who should give that they should have Yerushalayim forever. So the Tzukim beforehand talked about that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset that Kli Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu to represent them. And Har Sinai, as opposed to hearing it talking about the Baruch Hu, they were scared. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. Moshe says, Halavai should have Yerushalayim. You know, they're not ready to run forward and take their chances. But it's an expression of Yerushalayim. Halavai should have Yerushalayim. That would also be good. That's a positive. So the Gemara says, L'chai shalak kfuya tayva b'nik kfuya tayva. We come from Adam Rishon who was kfuya tayva. And Moshe said, right, what's with the sked over here? He said, "Ishish Amisati Modi, he knows Modi Barakel." The woman that you gave me, Ben the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was Kafi Tayva. So we're also Kafi Tayva. So what's the Kafi Tayva? We should have said Atzotite. You, Roshim, you should give. Why don't we say Atzotite? Says the person who should give the Roshim. This said, "Roshim, why you give?" So they should have died in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they heard that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Halavai, they should do it. Who should give?" They should answer, "Okay, Roshim, please." Do it. So they didn't do it because they had to have a curse of type that was mortal before. That's the time to COVID type of the Mars. It's a funny Gemara. What about you now? So there we understand that there's a There's a Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that any person who davens for Yerushalayim is muftach that he'll be answered. That the person davens to Siyat Nishmayim about his Hashem, and the only Gashmi is maybe yes, maybe no. Person davens Siyat Nishmayim, truly davens Siyat Nishmayim, and the only Ruchni is he'll be answered. And one said in connection with that Sefer Chassidim, there's a word from the Kotzker. The Kotzker says the Kol Bishvam Chutz Yerushalayim. He touches it not almost punkafer. So very careful where the bell touches it. He says, "Achol b'Shemayim, you ask me something." Moshe says, "It's my, it's up to me. It's in my hands still. I can say yes. I guess you know. Because in your Shemayim, it's not in Moshe's hands. If you ask, Moshe has to give." So it's the opposite of the way that you know you touch it, caution. And he says, "It's a separate chassidim." The chassidim says, "And the other goes Gashmi." Moshe says, "It's up to me to decide whether." But when your Ruchni, this person asks for Ruchni, is Moshe has to give. So we understand the heart's connected to Bechira. It's not connected to Bechira. I'm using my kaf. I'm in Bechira to daven. Right? So I'm Bechira. I can be Bechira to learn Musa. I learn Musa. I got Yerushalayim. I mean, it's not fair. It's also Bechira. Bechira should mean, like Rudessa says, true Bechira would mean a person would have no help at all. He'd grow up with nobody ever teach him anything. You have no Torah, no nothing, and have to figure it all out himself, and if he messes up one time, we zap him and it's all over. Right? That's true, that's me 2 minutes into it. That's true Bechira. You have no help, it's totally even. Right? You gotta go figure it out. Krishna doesn't really give us a part of what the Russian says. If you're Bechira to daven, it's also called Bechira. Okay, so you understand over there, Atatita. But over here, look at what the Rebbe is saying. Is we're going to be mashpi on all of Chayyusel. So that's the Mishkasha, the Mishra is the Mishkasha. Mishra and Brochus and Zafiyud, and the more of it is the story with the mayor and his wife, Bria, that there was these people in the neighborhood, Baryoni in the neighborhood, which are getting under the mayor's nerves. And he was davening that the Brochus should get rid of them. And Bria said, it's not right. He's Hamachatzayim. See, they said, but the Brochus should remove the sinners. So he removes sins. So he says, so what should I do? I should daven that they should do the tshuva. That's the Mar says. Comes the Marshal, and Marshal says, well, how do you do that? You take my person to Bechira. How can I daven somebody else to do the tshuva? So Bishnah, when I daven, for myself, and it's there. That's not a theory to Bechira, that's the Marshal, because I'm being worked for a daven. But how's my tshuva help for you? That's the Marshal's kasha. So Desrik answers the kasha. He says, that's not a kasha, because the person never loses the chira. The issue with the person is, he calls it the famous point of the desert about the kudas of the chira. Everybody has a point of the chira. Right? The person is coming from, you know, he sits and his point of the chira is, should he keep shot or not keep shot? Should he turn the light or not turn the light? Should he go in the kasha or not go in the kasha? That's what he's grappling with. Right? He's from 10 years, he's not grappling with the car anymore. Now he's grappling with 5 words Lashon Hara a day or 6 words Lashon Hara a day, right? He's grappling with, how do I write 5 words or 6 words a day? Okay, right. He's grappling with, you know, 10 minutes of the Torah a day or 12 minutes of the Torah a day. That's what he's grappling with. He still has Bechira. The person didn't take our Bechira from him. Just what he's grappling with are much more sensitive and edel and fine points than the person who's a Ganav, so he's a Ganav, and when he comes in, his shayla should kill the person also or not. You know, besides stealing, should he also kill him? Right? That's his Bechira. Moshe Feinstein's Bechira was, you know, should this Nudnik, after he came over the 75th time, should he maybe sin saying, thank you, we should say, thank you. Okay? That's what he's grappling with, a little bit stronger word. You know, that's his challenge. His person has the. So Bechira is never taken away from a person. It's just what the topics of the Bechira is what you're davening for. That's how the Desert answers the question. So it's not a seer to Bechira at all. But Chazanish says a word which, when I say the Chazanish, he would call me Chassidish Rebbe. Chazanish says all Chayis is one group. All Chayis is one big unit. And Chayis was, one member of Chayis was davening that somebody should become better. It's not a seer to Bechira. Kala Yisrael as a unit is being Bechira, because one member of Kala Yisrael is being Bechira, the Tavim for this person. So don't think I'm damaging myself, I'm damaging somebody else. There's an act of bechira taking place amongst Chai Yisrael, because Chai Yisrael is Ish Echad. It sounds like they know some never shavur. It's a chazan ish. It's a bechayin tein pachtuk. So we made a mistake. Pshas matan vera. Russians immediately tein v'hayyavavazim v'zavahem. Russians alibi. Somebody should give them that heart. We should have said atati tein. Now we're saying Russian. Tein tein pachtuk. You should give. Now we're ready to misakan archet and say tein. That's what I'm saying over here also. Once the Mershim helps us, this part of Chayisa, which is focused on the Avodah, removes the habit of sin away from us in the Kodesh Baruch. So now we're going to be mistaken ourselves. So then, in Melo, the Mershim will use that as a way to bring Hashpah of Yira to everybody, all of Chayisa. Because part of Chayisa did what they're supposed to do. But what he's canaging is, even Christ of the devil they're supposed to do is all the Siyat HaShemayah. And I just want to mention this once in the Shemuz is here. That the Yetzirah is Misgabra Lobachoyah. Because I'll say that the Yetzirah, everything overpowers the person. Right? Unless it's weren't for the fact Hashem helps him, he would lose. So I'm a coach and I have a fellow that I'm training for the Olympics. Right? So I want to get him, you know, go as high as he can. So he's running, runs the hurdles. So take out this thing and put a hurdle which is 10 feet tall. Because I can't do it, coach. He said, no problem, I'll help you over it. I said, that's not the goal. The goal is to get the guy who should go over the hurdle himself. So you say, well, okay, let's see. He can handle 3.5 feet, he can handle 4 feet, he can handle 4.5 feet, right? That's the goal. But putting a hurdle which is 10 feet tall is totally a waste of time. It accomplishes nothing. The purpose of the Yetzirah is we should overcome it. That's the whole purpose of the Yetzirah. Not that he should beat us. That's the purpose of the Yetzirah that he should beat us. The purpose of the Yetzirah we should be challenged, we should overcome it. So the more Russia made of the Yetzirah. He's misgabel of the Choyon. You can handle him. He's too much for you, but the Russian helps. So the Yetzirah was made too big. Russia made the wrong size Yetzirah. That was what's happening anymore. There it is, we have what the goal is. If the goal of the coach is that he wants to make a connection with the athlete, so he feels that it's important, he needs to make a connection with the athlete, so he says, you know what, I'm going to have to train him that he should help. He needs my help. If that's his goal, then it's a good idea. If his goal is to make him totally independent, it's a bad idea. The goal is not that we should be independent. The goal is we should speak to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. We should know that we need everything in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our Gosh is on our roof. If that's the goal, the person did a great job. If you should beat yourself, it doesn't accomplish anything. The person, no, you can't do anything yourself, but I'll help. And that's what the Sfadim Rebbe is saying. He's saying, we understand that it's the Tatecha Musacha. If you make us a deacon, then we can go to the next step. So that's the message of the Medrash. The Medrash says that there's a Mechoy Gatsin Kla Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hashem says to Klai Yisrael Shuba Eli, Mashuba Lev. You come back to me, I'll come back to you. And Klai Yisrael says back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashivena Hashem Elecha Mashuba. No. Hashivena Hashem Elecha, you bring us back, and then we'll go back to you. You start. You should be the master. And vice versa, we win. Okay. Okay, one machshava. Second machshava. Short machshava. Simcha l'atzecha v'sasa meidecha. What simcha, what sasa? Why simcha go to the eretz, v'sasa go to the ear? So if you do the guy and others, they're going to, what's the thing simcha and sasa? Sasa is a total simcha. Total gemar. It's completed. Simcha is the process. So simcha l'atzecha is kibbutz goliyus, so the Eretz is happy because it has kibbutz goliyus. But that's not the goal. The goal is it should be a basic mikdash. The goal is it should be tzion. The goal is it should be Chayisul doing the avodah. That's the goal. The sasim l'irecha, when Yerushalayim is rebuilt the way it's supposed to be rebuilt, with a basic mikdash, etc., so then the sasim. So simcha l'atzecha, we daven that she saw some in Recha, which because Karen was the Yerav Decha, but Recha is never in Yishan Yishikach. That's the Sosan which the ear will have. And that, we daven should be Meheri Men. That's the verse from the Baruch Shomer says that. Say in Shmuel Shmonesrei, Zecher HaBris, beginning of the second Zecherin is Rashi's Kazak says after the same as Saki Yisro, and the Rashi's you were Medias this what? Let me say what. Great Rashi's Kazak says after what was Moshe Medias from Rashi? So Rebbe has a mashab where he says that what the mashab was Medea Mirashis is a Zecher HaBris. That which is at the end of the bracha. The end of the second, that bracha is Rosham is Zecher HaBris. That's what the Rosham was Medea. That the Rosham made the day in such a way that Rosham, he built in the Kula that there's, if you look at the Seder of the Tzukim versus Emor, but all the other time it says that the Yom Tov is a Mikra Kaddish. And then it says the Mitzvah Sayyad. Bring the Korban Pesach, or eat Matzah, right? But it says Mikra Kaddish first, and it says the Mitzvah Sayyad second. The only exception is Rosh Hashanah. It says the Mitzvah Sayyad first, and it says the Yom Tov afterwards. Mitzvah Sayyad is the control. What the Pesach is telling us is that the Etzem, the Yom Tov is created out of the mitzvah, out of the mitzvah of the Yom, that's the Yom Zikron Shua. That's what makes it into a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov Shabbat, the celebration Shabbat, is an expression of the fact that today is the day of Zikron Shua. So, because Rosh Hashanah is a Zechor HaBris, he's a state of Zikor, and Rosh Hashanah maintains his relation to Christ no matter what, that itself is the day, that's the source of the Simcha. Whereas Pesach, there's a simple mitzvah of Yom Tov because it's a day. And Grada Mershom also has other things that he's doing over there. He says, that's the Rashi's Kazakh Data. That's what the Russian told us. The Shas Matan Torah, the Russian told us, this Yom Tov is different. But this is the day, the whole Messias of the day is the mile of Russian Din Zarek. That's the refinish of the end of the Zarek Abris. Well, that's Mon Shabba. It says, at the end right before, if you heard Baruch Zecher HaBris, it says we down the Baruch that the Kedah of Yitzchak Zaroi Shayakot Sam Bagil Brachim and Tizkot. What's Brachim and Tizkot? He says, you know, there's two ways to relate to, imagine you had a person which was a big phenomenal tzaddik. He was an after two or three generations later, you have the great-grandchildren, they're not sitting them like the Zayder. So you say, you know, if the Rahmanah such a person, came such easily, if the Rahmanah in there, do you care about it? Or you say, listen, they had what to learn from. They had a Zaman Zayder. So be some of me, what I had what to learn from, so what do you offer me? But them, they're acting like that. That's unacceptable, intolerable. You can't accept it from them. So the fact that they came with Chosha Lezeh, there could be a phenomenal time on them. So the Kedah Tizkor for the Zaharoi Tizkor is a very scary statement. The Zaharoi Tizkor can mean the Russian remember them. Look what Christ, look where they came from. They came from an Avram and a Yitzchak. And you're asking where you're at and you came from such an office. Are you true, deserved descendants of such worthy ancestors? No, you're not. So it'll be used as a time. Russia should remember for us that using it as a mitzvah, it will be a source of racham, not a source of din. Now we talk about it. Okay. A few more shoulders.